fellow Winnipegger Nia Vardalos is joining us on the line. You'll remember her from, well, my Big Fat Greek Wedding, and now from NBC's Law & Order SVU. Hey, Nia.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I should actually ask, though, you're not, like, right down the street from us right now, are you? Like, where are you right now?
Well, as a Winnipegger, you know you're always, always, your heart's always in Winnipeg.
Right.
But I am in Los Angeles.
Okay, well, I'll send you a box of snow if you want. Is that okay?
That'd be great. My parents are coming next week, so I'm sure they're going to bring some wind chill with them. We were there for the holidays. At Christmas time, we were all there for a couple of weeks, and we did everything Canadian. Like, it was such a great vacation. We went tobogganing, we went skating. It was just great. Our kids just loved it. I mean, my siblings, we all have kids, and it was really fun.
I should ask, though, like, how many Slurpees did you have, though, over Christmas?
Well, it was at Christmas time, so I'm going to say none.
Oh.
But when I do come back in the summer, I would say one a week.
And then you washed down the Genie's cake, right?
Oh, man, we had everything. We had Genie's cake. We went to Pancake House and had not the baby apple, but the giant apple with
right.
the side of chicken livers.
Oh, yeah.
We ate our way through the city. Niagara Pizza, of course. Bellamy's, my sister and brother-in-law's restaurant, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I mean, did you hear, though, like, about Calekes and Paddle Wheel at the Bay, or no?
Yes, I do. I know about Calekes's, and I think that is so... so admirable that they said, no, we're not going to sell. That's it. We're just closing the doors. It's so sad, but I understand it.
Yeah, yeah. Family tradition, right? Unless it's going to be family, I mean, you don't really want to, you know, pass that down. Now, it's always interesting, though, when, you know, a local celeb makes it big. Everybody wonders how much time you spend in Winnipeg, and as you just said, so for the holidays. But how often do you return home, and, like, what's the reception like when you go somewhere?
Person who is an admirer of my films is, or not an admirer of my films, is the kindest person, I think, in that they always say something nice at Polo Park Mall and then move on. We were getting coffee at the second cup, and a woman came out of the jewelry store right beside, and she saw that I was with my daughter, so she just said two very kind things, wished my family happy holidays, and then left. And it was so... such a moment of, I just sort of understood the way that I was raised of just be polite. That's, I think, the Canadian way. And I see it here in the States as well. There's sort of this adage, I think, of just be kind. And I don't know, I you know, in my book, Instant Mom, that I wrote, it's coming out in April, I talk about the people who watch my films. I think, I know it sounds kind of braggy, but I think they're kinder than the people that watch other people's films because there's a sort of this... thing going through my movies that they're unabashedly sentimental and kind, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the people who are attracted to them actually have a kind place in their heart. So I'm very lucky. I don't really have people, you know, approaching me and just being like, look, I got your name tattooed in my chest. I don't have that.
But you'd be flattered nonetheless if they did, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd probably take a twit pic of it, yeah.
That's why the license plates say what they do, right? Friendly Manitoba.
Yes, it's true. We are very friendly. You know, I've also lived in other cities, Toronto, Chicago. I've worked in Vancouver. You know, and there is a kindness, I think, that goes through. I am an optimist. I think that we are, as the human race, we are kind. The way that I was raised is... be kind, so I am attracted to the more kind population.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should ask then if this is even easy to pinpoint one thing, but what's your favorite thing about Winnipeg? I'm dying to hear you say the weather, or maybe even socials.
Socials, remember we would have sliced up kubasa on plates to raise money for weddings. I'm going to say my favorite thing about Winnipeg is that we believe in the kindness of our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just accept it as if it's just there and we don't take it for granted. We believe in it. We know that it's there. And it might be because the prairies are flat. You know our joke, if your dog runs away, you see it going for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we know that you have to be we are a community and we are this, you know, one stitch in the fabric of our community. I don't know, but I'm part of so many communities. I'm part of the Greek community. I'm part of an actress community, a writer's community, a Greek community, and I find a comfort in knowing that there are people folk like you.
Mm-hmm. We've got to get back to the music, actually. We're going to have more with Nia Vardalos. Maybe just another minute and a half, 2 minutes with her. Sorry, we've got to run. Back in a moment.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with fellow Winnipegger Nia Vardalos. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about just the comforts of home, and you also mentioned that there's a book. So you've got a book coming out. Any other films or any other projects in the works?
Yes, I have a deal with Paramount. I'm writing a movie for them called Leftovers about, it's an anti-romantic comedy. It is about three women who throw a party to find out why they're single. And it's sort of almost making fun of the movies that I've put out into the universe as maybe raising the expectations of men and women beyond the norm. So I'm going to write an anti-movie like that. But of course there's love and kissing in it because I love those kinds of movies.
Fellow Winnipegger Nia Vardalos, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.